Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Des is back.
Yeah, and we're going to start with cricket because it's a big day for the Irish men's team. They take on England in a one-off test match at the home of Cricket Lords starting at 11 o'clock this morning. It's only Ireland's seventh test match since we gained test status in 2017, and so far it's been six defeats from six matches. Mind you, back in 2019, Ireland gave England the fright of their lives. They bowled England out for 85 before lunch on the opening day. It was extraordinary. In the end, Ireland were chasing a victory target of 182 in their second innings, but they were skittled out for just 38. But it does give hope, and it's a happy memory for Lorcan Tucker, who was 12th man that day.
Yeah, it is. It's something I played a small part in 2019. I didn't get onto the pitch, but now to be back again 4 years later, I think it's something we're all, I think, thrilled to be a part of. It's really exciting.
We've spoken to a lot of your teammates who were there that day, but you had an unusual experience of being in the dressing room, not being in the middle. Your memories of watching Timmy Murta run amok that day.
Yeah, to be honest, the main thing I take from that whole game was the weather. I remember it being so hot and stuff, but really exciting. I think what we did that day was really special. I think we made a statement and really put our foot forward. It's really exciting, I think, thing to do at Lords with such a strong home crowd, and I think it'll be something we're looking to replicate this week. I think some of the international teams we play, we never really show up and perform, which is disappointing, but I think England's one of those teams, for some reason, we seem to get it right a lot of the time and put in good performances, which is always great. And I think a lot of people are looking back on those previous games that we've played recently. They're obviously a really good cricket team, but they're still just a cricket team. I think that's something that we're looking towards, and we've always played well against them historically, so I think we'll be looking to do more of it this week.
That's Lorcan Tucker there. Good luck to the Irish team. In soccer, Sevilla claimed a record-extending seventh Europa League title. It's amazing. They beat Roma on penalties in Budapest. Gonzalo Montiel, who also scored the winning penalty for Argentina in the World Cup final against France, repeated the trick for the Spanish side after a 1-1 draw. He took a retaken spot kick. It was very unusual. VAR had the spot kick retaken in the shootout. Roger Ibanez and Gianluca Mancini had missed for Roma. The Spanish side have now won all seven of the finals have played in the competition, and captain Jesus Navas has been involved in their first triumph against Middlesbrough back in 2006. This gives them Champions League space next year, despite the fact they weren't close to the top four in La Liga. For the Roma manager Jose Mourinho, first defeat in six European finals. He was furious they weren't given a penalty. It did look like a very legitimate claim for handball, and after the game he threw his loser's medal to a young guy in the crowd. Growing speculation this morning that Tottenham Hotspur have identified Ange Postecoglou as their next manager. The Australian lead Celtic in their bid for a treble at the weekend in the Scottish Cup final, with Spurs hoping to name their new boss in the next 2 weeks. It's widely reported he is being made an offer. In Gaelic games, Dublin won the Electric Ireland Leinster Minor football final. They beat Kildare by 19 points to 2-8. And it's a pretty unique weekend in inter-county football this weekend. All 32 counties in championship action. That's London instead of Kilkenny. It hasn't happened before that they've all played on the same weekend in the championship. 8 games in the All-Ireland series, 8 games in the Tailteann Cup. Now we'll look at the All-Ireland games tomorrow, but for now Paul Flynn is going to give us his verdict on the final round of games in the Tailteann Cup, which will decide who plays in the quarterfinals, who'll be in the preliminary quarterfinals. So there's a lot for Paul to get through.
Morning, Des. In Group 1, we have Cavan playing Offaly and London taking on Laois. The Cavan and Offaly game is going to be very interesting, with the winner going directly through to the quarterfinals. Cavan have targeted the Tailteann Cup after their loss in the final last year. And while Offaly's momentum has been really positive this year, I'm going to tip a Cavan win. And I'm going to tip Laois to beat London in the other group game there to grab that third place spot. In Group 2, then, we have Meath taking on Down and Waterford taking on Tip. Again, the Meath-Down game is critical in relation to going directly through to the quarterfinals. And I'm going to just tip this one for a Down win. I think that their momentum, not just in the Tailteann, but also in the Ulster Championship, has been very positive. And Meath, on the other hand, breaking down that swarm defence and tight set defence might prove difficult for them. So yeah, a Down win here. And in the other game, I'm going to predict a Tip win. They're not guaranteed to go through as the lowest ranked third place team in the group potentially. However, I think both teams will want to end the season on a positive, and I think Tipperary might have enough in store there to do so. And in Group 3, we've Limerick versus Wicklow and Carlow taking on Longford. I think the Carlow Longford one is very interesting. Longford have had good progress in the Tailteann Cup this year after a disappointing Leinster Championship. I'm going to just tip them to take the win here, and I'm going to tip Limerick to beat Wicklow, even though it's a bit of a dead rubber of a game because Limerick already topped the group anyway. And in Group 4, then we have Fermanagh taking on Antrim and Leitrim taking on Wexford. The Leitrim and Wexford game, winner takes third in this one. I think Wexford are just going to have it too much for Leitrim in this one. And with regards to Fermanagh and Antrim, this is a tight one. I really find this one hard to call. Antrim have been going really well in the Tarleton Cup, but I just think Fermanagh might have enough in store to pip them in this one, but very tight one. So that's a full roundup of all the games. A lot happening. Great to see such competitiveness in these games, and hoping that the last stages of the group stages don't disappoint.
All right, thanks, Paul. We'll be covering all of the games on Saturday Sport and Sunday Sport here on Radio 1. In tennis, Novak Djokovic joined Carlos Alcaraz in the French Open third round as the pair remain on course for a semi-final meeting in Paris. Djokovic bidding for a men's record 23rd major singles title. Engulfed as a strong Irish presence at the Memorial Tournament in Dublin, Ohio, Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry and Seamus Power competing. McIlroy again in the headlines as he said he believes no LIV golfers should be on the European team at this year's Ryder Cup. Leona Maguire and Stephanie Meadow compete in the America's Open in New Jersey. And we've two race meetings today at Roscommon and Ferry House.